Certainly want to say praise the Lord this morning and welcome to 2024. It has arrived, and we just thank God. Thank God for another year. Certainly thank God for his strength, his grace. And we're going to go right to Financial Jubilee 10, and you can see in red, fight. Let's say a word of prayer. Precious Lord, we thank you this morning. Father, we just pray you come take control, Lord. Have the preeminence this morning and throughout this day, Lord. And as we truly start this year, Lord Jesus, with our Sunday school lessons and the word that's going to come forth, Lord, everything that's set for this year, Lord, may you have the first place in it all. Bless your people. Speak to our hearts and strengthen us all, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Help me say what things you would have me to say this morning, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, it's a new year, and guess what? We're still fighting. Still fighting. I'm sure as you guys look back through the past year, and not just in finances, but in all areas of our life, it is a fight. This journey of life is a fight. And, you know, when I think of financial jubilee, you know, I just want to set the stage. You know, I'm not trying to make anyone rich. Okay. This is not a prosperity gospel. No. But what I'm here to tell you, you're already rich. Yeah. Right. Very different. You are already rich. Yeah. That's the key. Right. But there's a key to all of this. All of this. See, we're not just rich in our finances. We're rich in all areas of our life. Yeah. And Jubilee is about freedom, not just in your finances, but in all areas of your life. Amen. See, whatever we touch in our life, we can have the victory. Whether that's your marriage, whether that's your children, whether that's your adult children, whether that's your parents, any area of your life, we can have the victory. We have these promises in God's word that tell us we have this. Okay? And as I prayed and I asked God, Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, what would you have me to share? And this is something that's been in my heart throughout the years. You know, we've been around the message a long time. It's born in the message. So I've been there since the beginning, literally since the beginning of my life. So I've seen many, many things in this message, from people coming in to people going out. Pastors coming in, pastors going out, pastors retiring, new pastors coming up, pastors leaving the message, pastors coming into the message. All of that. I've witnessed that. People dying, marriages being broken apart, divorces, everything, debt, bankruptcy, you name it. We've seen it all, and many of you have seen it. So you ask the question, we have all these precious promises, all of these precious promises. If I'm saying you're rich today, if I'm telling each one of you you're rich, and you're like, well, I'm not, you know, but what's the part I'm not getting? What's the part am I missing in this? Okay? And the part that you're missing, the key, is what's in red, that fight. My, my, my. See, you wouldn't have to fight if there wasn't an enemy. That's the problem. That's why I like to tell the young people, tell my kids, that's the problem. Yes, you can make your plans. You could do this. You could do that. We can make our plans. We could set aside. We can say, hey, we're going in this direction. This is what we're going to do. But there's an enemy. Amen. My, my, my. That changes the entire perspective. Yeah. That changes what we're looking at. That changes this journey. Yeah. That's why we have to fight. And as we come into 2024, that's what I want to challenge us with, fighting. We have to fight. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And that's it. We have to fight. Let's go to the next slide. So of course, when I talk about financial jubilee, this quote always comes with me, where our prophet says, clean up your lives, pay your debts, owe no man. Jesus said, get all things off your hands, get everything right, make ready, get ready. Remember, in the name of the Lord, something is fixing to happen. Do we still believe that? Yeah, my, 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 we're in this hour. My, 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 the coming of the Lord is closer than it's ever been. So as we approach this year, let's do that. Let's clean up our lives, all areas of your lives. Let's clean them up. If you have debt, let's start paying those things off. Let's start listening to this word. Let's get everything ready by the grace of the Lord Jesus. It's time now. My, let's get everything ready. Amen. The coming of the Lord is closer than it's ever been. My. And our prophet comes along, the next quote in the message, the great warrior Joshua. Let's go back up, sorry. Go back up. He says, and I'll say, come on, you got something to do too. God just don't poke things down your neck. You've got to believe it. You've got to do some fighting. That's the word. You're hearing it. Not from me. You're hearing it from our prophet that's telling us. Did we miss that part in this message? That we got a part to do. We got to do some fighting. My, you have to fight. I've been fighting all my life, all my life in every area of my life. So we show up here, we're smiling, we're fighting. Since we moved down here, we've been fighting. Before we moved down here, we were fighting. In every area of our life, we've been fighting. Why? Because we have to overcome. So we should look around and see everybody. Take a look. Look at each other. If you think someone is not going through some problems, something is wrong. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. I don't care how happy they look. I don't care how settled they look. I don't care how good their marriage looks to you. It doesn't matter. They're fighting. Believe me, if you are not fighting, you are already caught. There is so much that this word has for us, and none of us are there. If we were there, we'd be raptured out of here. We would be gone. So when you look around, you should see soldiers, brothers and sisters that's fighting. If you ever think, well, no, that brother's fine, I don't need to pray for him. My. If you think your pastor is fine, your preacher, our brother, his family. No, pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for one another this year more than ever. Look and say, nope, that sister looks good, clean, but I'm sure she's fighting because she's here. She goes to this church. She's a Christian. She's fighting. She's fighting. It's something she needs help on, something she needs to overcome. They're fighting. Okay? And as we take that approach, that would put us in the right direction. That is the key to me, is that we have to fight. Amen. Let's go to the next slide. And the key behind it all, I think some of the confusion, and certainly for me, certainly as I look at the journey, is that we hear the word of God. It's preached. It's brought forth. You hear something. You hear something like this. And this is Joshua, the great warrior Joshua. You can imagine him starting his ministry. Joshua 1:5 says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Amen. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Boom. That's how we hear the word. We hear it just like that. I'm in the message. Thank God I have arrived. I got married. I love my precious sweetheart. I got a job. It's all good from now on. Man, I'm ready. I'm excited. Thank you. I'm a Christian. My. And you can take it further, right? We know from this church to teaching, praise God, you get born again. We thought we had it all. We were done. Wrap it up. Your journey is going to sit back and sail. You're on the message bus for the rest of your life. My, you don't have to do anything. Find your seat, get your pillow, sleep. We'll wake you up when you arrive. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that at all. At the end of that chapter, and then shall you have good success. My, wow. But it's a lot in between verse 5 and good success. And that's the same thing with your marriage, same thing with your finances, same thing with this word of God, same thing with this journey. My. So if you're ever hearing that word of God and you're hearing just that part, you got to say, okay, wait a second. Whose part is that? That's God's part. You absolutely believe he's faithful. He has already done his part. Matter of fact, he has already paid the price. And it wasn't easy for him as well. Okay. It cost him something. Okay. So now, as he lays out his part, when you're hearing that word of God, okay, you got to say, okay, Lord, that's your part. You're faithful. Amen. I truly don't have to worry about you fulfilling your part. Right. You are there. Right. And this is the same principle in every area of your life. Right. You're going to be victory, and you're going to have victory in your marriage and your finances with your children, all these things. God is faithful. Yes. He's never not faithful.
Amen.
Right. All right, but hear the whole story. Go to the next slide. boom. You just told me you're going to be with me. You're never going to fail. I'm going to be with you. That's with Moses. And the first thing he says, be strong and of good courage. Well, where can I get 10 ounces of courage? Man, I want to buy 5 pounds of strength. It don't work like that. Why you got to tell me my part? I have to be strong and I need courage. No, he said, let me repeat it just in case you didn't get that, Joshua. You need to be very courageous. Man, that throws a lot of us out already. Like, man, I thought marriage is going to be just sailing through. You mean I got to be courageous in my marriage?
Yeah.
I thought my job was going to supply all that I need. I'm never have to worry about money for the rest of my life because I got born again. My, I thought skills were just going to pile up on me. I'm going to sleep. I'll be a surgeon tomorrow. No, it doesn't work like that. I'm going to be a great carpenter after I wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm never going to fight with my spouse. Never going to have an argument. I'm just going to treat her the best. I'm going to show y'all. I remember a brother got married. He said, hey, I'm going to show you how marriage is done. He was so excited. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I haven't heard him say anything like that in a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to show y'all. That's what he said. He showed us, all right. Got a little quiet. Said, welcome, my brother, welcome. Exactly. Courage, that's what we need. Observe to do. Believe and do what the prophet has told us. Do not turn to the left or to the right. Man, it's a whole bunch of restrictions coming on my part. You mean I can't turn to the left, to the right? I have to observe? You mean I got to pay attention? I thought I could sleep. You know, I thought I could join this message bus and sleep all the way to the rapture. Wake up, I'm going to have power to speak the dead back to life tomorrow. I don't even know how to get out of debt. I don't even know how to treat my spouse right. I don't know what to do with my adult children. Do I give them love? Do I give them grace? Or do I give them judgment? What do I do? My, what do I do? See, we need a whole lot more on this journey than we ever thought we needed. We need to know how to fight. But he's laying out the key. Thank God for that word, because he's given us what we need. He's going to give you all the tools. All the tools you need for your job, for your marriage, for your finances. It's our job to learn how to use what he's given us. He's going to give you 50 years of solid preaching in this word of God, laying it out. You need wood, you need this. But he's not going to put it together for you. You got to pay attention. We got to listen to what he's saying. Climb. Okay, how do I do this? Okay, he's not going to put it together for you. He's not going to give you the skills that you need to have a successful marriage. He's not going to give you the skills you need to manage your finances. Okay, but he's going to tell you. He's going to supply it. He's going to tell you you need courage. Well, how do I get courage? Okay, I'm going to have to step out there where I am scared of something,
right,
where I got a little nervousness, where I got a little fear, and I'm going to have to walk and overcome that to get a little piece of courage. And I'm going to have to continue in that for how long? For the rest of my life, doing things that stretch me, doing things that maybe I don't feel totally comfortable doing, but I'm going to have to walk a little bit in that direction.
Yes, right.
That's how you get courage.
Right, amen.
And after a while, you become comfortable with that piece. But guess what? Something is a little higher. You get a little virtue. Okay, that's good. But now you need something more. So we keep climbing. We keep climbing. I love how Brother Wade and Brother Sam always say they'd rather press on all the way, praying and fighting too, and get there and said, you already had it, versus believing you got it and sleep. No. We have to observe to do. Can't turn to the left or to the right. We got to stay in the word.
Yes.
Meditate it day and night.
Amen.
But you just told me you're going to be with me for the rest. I thought, you mean I need to meditate on it day and night?
Yeah.
Huh. I have to observe, believe, and do what is in the word. And then you repeat, I got to be strong and of good courage.
Right.
Don't be afraid.
Right.
That's a whole lot. Do not be dismayed. Don't be confused. Okay? Don't lose your courage. Don't be shocked. Don't be shaken by a situation. There are many, many turns in this road, my brothers and sisters. Many roads, many turns. And we're shocked. We're shocked. Your wife has a little bit more to say in life than you thought she had to say. She got a little bit more feelings than you thought she had. And your husband doesn't know as much as you thought he knew. He trying to figure it out, too. But I thought he was going to be my daddy. No, he's your husband. He just doesn't know. You mean to tell me he's not going to ask me when he go buy that boat and that 25th gun that he has? Huh? He's not going to ask me about that? He knows that bothers me. Huh? But I thought we were supposed to be Christians and we got this all figured out. My. And my kids, oh man, they're going to listen to me all the way. They're going to be just these little angels. Not my family. I'm telling you, they're all going to sit across that row and they're all going to be up here singing and just excited and wow, my. And they're going to listen to whatever I tell them. Whatever I tell them, they're going to listen to me because I've had all this wisdom, so I'm so happy I can share everything with them and they're going to take it on. But I thought we were Christians, though. I thought we had it all.
Come on, man.
We do.
That's good, brother.
But we're missing that key that we have to fight. We have to fight through this thing. My. Keep that in mind, my brothers and sisters. We have to fight through this journey, and we can overcome. Let's go to the next slide. Let's go to the next. Our prophet comes along and says, and so a army first in getting ready for battle, first there's got to be a selected some soldiers. Again, as I said, look around. We're all soldiers in this journey, my brothers and sisters. They've got to be dressed for fighting. Okay, we know the whole armor of God. We have to have that on us every single day. Every single day, okay? They've got to be trained for fighting. You have to be trained, my brothers and sisters. I truly believe that's where we have missed the boat on a lot of these things, from the natural to the spiritual, that we have to be trained. You know, being around this message for so long, I've seen so many things. Seen brothers come in, get married, die, young, old, okay? Go through stress, problems, trying to serve the Lord, okay? Trying to serve the Lord with all of their heart, okay? And get out there, get married, have kids. Pastor's trying to say, don't have so many kids so quick. Somebody else saying, have a lot of kids, and then next thing you know, they're in a struggle. Brother can't come to church. He has to take two jobs to take care of his family, okay? And now he wants a little pleasure, okay? So he goes out and get him alone because he deserves it. Man, he's been working so hard. He can't hardly come to church. He's stressed. He's nervous. But now I need to get me alone because I need something. Well, at least want my wife to be proud of me. So I'm going to get this loan. I'm going to buy this house that I can't afford. I'm going to go get this house. I need to take care of my family. I need to show for all of these years of working that I can accomplish something. This is a true story. And end up with so much pressure that he starts going into his basement, inhaling gas, and died. Got liver bladder cancer and died. So it's a true story. A message, brother, in this message that was faithful as I know he could be. Okay? So it's not a joke. This battle is very real. It's not just a say-so or something easy to say or light to say. It's very real. Okay, it's very real.
Yes.
And it requires us to do everything we heard and to be on our knees.
Yes.
Okay, that's the only way we're going to have success is be on our knees, praying to God. He then brings his word to us. We take it on. We observe day and night, go into training mode that we need to be trained because we have it. We have it. I have the testimonies. You know the testimonies where you know someone is successful in this area of their life. You know someone is successful in that area of their life. Okay? Then that is available to us.
Amen.
It's available to us. But everything that we heard about your part, we have to take that on in truth.
Yes.
Okay? And know it's that kind of battle.
Yes.
I don't care how old a couple looks, how long they've been married. Don't ever think that couple can't separate.
That's right.
Don't ever think that.
Oh, brother, right.
They've been together for 30 years. They're fine. I don't need to worry about them anymore. No.
Oh,
pray for them.
Right.
That sister and that brother still have a mind.
Yeah.
They're still human.
Right.
Okay, there's still pressure in this journey.
Right.
So that's why we can pray for one another. I don't get 40 years.
Right.
I've seen couples 40 years, and then the wife wants to live somewhere else because she gets tired of dealing with him. Okay, and she gets a separate home, and they're both still Christians.
Yeah.
Both still coming to church, the same message church. But they're not together. They can't live in the same house. Tired of it. Frustrated, exhausted, and tired of it. Okay? So this is the same battle all of us are facing. But we're getting tricked and thinking that it's not that kind of battle. They're fine. I don't need to pray for them. No, pray for everybody. Look at each other like, soldier, you're doing good. Thank God you're here. But hey, I'm lifting you up. I'm lifting you up. I know the pressures of this journey because we have an enemy. Hey, it could take you out. In a battle, soldiers die. The war still may be won, but somebody could be missing limbs. Somebody could be missing arms. The battle is won. We know that. But I don't want to go out with no arms. I don't want to not know how to use my weapon. I want to know how to use my gun. Okay? I heard the first thing they train you in the army, just something that they do just to kind of get you conditioned. Join that army. First thing they train you to do, kind of day one, day two, through that early period, how to unclog your jammed gun and how to carry a dead body. Get your mind ready for the worst case scenario because this is a battle. Okay, this is a battle. And that's the same thing. We have to have that type of expectation. There is an enemy. We are on this journey to fight. Okay, we can pray for one another. We can come together and we need training. We need the training of the Lord to get us through that. All right, quickly, I'm just going to run through some of these principles just to remind you about financial principles. And the reason I like these principles because I think we all can relate to them. When we talk about money, we can all relate to it. So I like to just use that as kind of a guide, a map to say, man, these things in the Word of God, if I can prove to myself that I am rich, if I can prove through the Word of God that I'm rich and I can see it in my life, then I can take that same thing and model that in all areas of my life. Okay? And fight my way to it. Because God already told me he's going to be faithful with his part. He's already promised us that. So he's not going to let you down. Okay? He never lets us down. We in turn miss what he's saying and we let it down. The principles of finances that we talked about is God owns it all. Okay, he owns it all. So that's how I can tell you, you're rich. He owns all of it. He's your father, right? Is he? Then joint heirs? Then are you rich? So what's the problem? It's not him. I promise you it's not him. Okay, the 10% is his and the 90%. Principle number two, you can't sit on the bus sleep with your finances. You got to manage it diligently. It is his, but he's well organized. Trust me. He knows exactly what he's doing for thousands and thousands of years before the foundation of the earth. He knew his plan. I'm going to come down. I'm going to die. I have a bride. I have seven church. Boom, boom, boom. Look how organized he is. Every day he can let the grass grow. The fall went. He is organized. And we're going to make it not being organized. How? It's impossible. You will never know you're rich if you don't apply his principle. You won't ever know you can have these precious promises unless you do your part faithfully. You got to manage it diligently. You got to realize there is an enemy. So money, it can be your master. It absolutely can be your master. And you cannot serve God or mammon. It can be your master. You sleep, it'll guide you. It'll take you where you don't want to go. Believe me, you will be working three or four jobs trying to pay off your debt, or you'll be saying, I'm not worried about it. I'll pay it back when I leave, or I'll leave it on my wife, or I'll pass it down to my kids. Whatever. No, we shouldn't be that way. Principle number four, patience. Hey, you got to wait on the Lord. You got to see him work. You run out there and you get ahead of him. You're going to find a way. The enemy will find a way for you. But you have to wait on the Lord to see, to see. Avoid debt like the curse. That's it. Waiting on the Lord, you will wait. So the blessing of the Lord and maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Right. Think about it. Think about it. No sorrow with it.
Amen.
Save. Go to the end. He'd have told us, he'd laid it out. Hey, you're not going to be the same person when you're 75 as when you're 25.
That's right. Yeah.
Tell my son, hey, you can take 3 jobs right now, John. You can do whatever you want to. Little John, you're not married. You can do 10 jobs. What difference does it make? You're young. You got all that energy. You get a little... Brother Wade, I always think about this. He says, you know, now he has to go get out of bed in stages. I'm like, man, I hope I'm not feeling that. But man, I need about 5 more minutes. Stage one. Principle number 6, save for the winter. 7, giving is the best investment. It's more blessed to give than to receive. To be able to see God work as you're giving.
Amen.
And principle number 8, contentment. So these were the principles of financial jubilee that we've laid out, that's been shared, but that's not my word. That's the word of God.
Amen.
Things that we have to help us start understanding that we're not just rich in our finances, we're rich in every area of our life.
Amen.
I love the story as I close out. If we remember, Brother Brenham told that story of the older lady, and she lived in that home, and you know, she was living very poor, and Charity came down to look at her and said, "What's going on? What's going on with her? You know, don't you have a son? Isn't he taking care of you?" She's like, "Oh, I don't like to bother him. I don't want to bother him. He, you know, he worked so hard in his life, and I don't want to put any strain. I'm okay, you know." And they said, "Well, does he write to you?" "Yeah, he writes to me. And he just sends me the prettiest pictures. They're so pretty. I just love to look at them." "So, yeah, I got boxes of them." "Well, let's see." They thought maybe they'd write to him and say, "You need to do something with your mom." Come to find out, they were money. Just with pictures of them from India, let's say, with a bear and a tiger, and that's how their money looks. And she was well off and didn't know it. And our prophet concludes and saying, hey, he says the same thing. You are rich. We are rich, my brothers and sisters. We're rich in every area of our life, and we're rich in the word. But we got to fight. We got to fight all the way until the end.
Yes.
2024, I said, Lord, help me.
Yes.
Don't expect that this is going to be an easy journey. But always expect that if I do my part, I know he's faithful with his part.
Amen.
And I can win.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God bless you. Musicians can come on up.